Portage Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to Do Good Volunteer of the Month, Emily Kendall Frusty. Emily volunteers with Houghton Keweenaw Communities That Care, a program under Dial Help. She is a dedicated community member that is very passionate about suicide prevention and awareness, especially for youth. She is an advocate for mental health and breaking the stigma that surrounds suicide and the prevention of. If you know an incredible volunteer like Emily, go to dogoodcc.org and nominate them to be recognized as the next Do Good in the Copper Country Volunteer of the Month.
Good Sunday morning once again, and welcome to Copper Country Today. I'm Todd Van Dyke. We're brought to you by the Portage Health Foundation. You can learn more about them at phfgive.org. We are beginning the process in the Copper Country of marrying up police officers and school districts. Several districts are proceeding along this path. The first district that has actually gotten there is the Lakeland and Hubble School District, and I thought we'd kind of explore what this whole school resource officer thing is about and the reasons behind it and how it's being approached with Brad Coderre, who is the superintendent at Lakeland and Hubble, and Tom Rosemurgy, the police chief of Lake Linden, who is going to be taking on this new role as a school resource officer. So, gentlemen, welcome both to the program.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Thank you for coming in. Let me start, Brad, with you. Why did you think that the Lake Linden Hubble schools would be well served by this move?
Well, you know, we've looked at it a lot of different ways to bring in supports for our, you know, all the students of our district. When this became available to us, you know, via the state through a grant process, we decided to jump in and, you know, see where this led us. But, you know, I think we all see, you know, students need supports in a lot of different ways. You know, this helps us in a lot of different fronts. I mean, obviously the basics, you know, safety and protection of all of our students and staff, to the different programming and such that will come along with this as well. And it made it all the better that somebody with the credentials of, you know, Mr. Rosemurgy was available and willing to do this if we were so lucky as to get awarded the grant, which we were. So,
why did you look at this as a good possibility, Tom?
You know, I spoke to the school about this a little bit in the beginning when they were going through the application procedure. And initially, I actually thought, well, that's a great idea. You know, the schools, the students are community's greatest resources, and we do very little to protect them. I know the schools, that, you know, they've got policies and procedures in place. So initially, I thought, well, I'll do what I can to help you find an officer for the school. But as I thought about it more and talked to school officials more, I decided that this is something at this stage of my career that I'm really interested in. I get along well with the students. I've got a background of many years in law enforcement, and to me, this is the next step of doing something that I feel is extraordinarily important.
The trigger for this, unfortunately, has been a spate of school shootings and tragic events. Some took place in Michigan. Of course, we had the Michigan State incident very recently and a serious high school incident a year or so ago down in the Detroit area. We would like to think, Brad, that this kind of thing couldn't happen here, but I'm sure that everybody who has experienced that pretty much thought the same thing.
Well, exactly. You know, I think every time we say, well, that can't happen here, we hear that from all the places where it does happen. You know, they thought the same thing. And I wouldn't say that it was necessarily, you know, first and foremost, like, you know, after that happened, we have to get an officer in here, you know, because we think it's, you know, imminent or it's definitely going to happen. But, you know, this in one realm, of course, helps to protect against that. I mean, one of the reasons for the, part of the grant was, and the idea was to get to schools, rural schools, who, you know, you're talking about response time in
yeah.
the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, does Lakeland have, you know, policemen on duty and so forth? Yes, but not all the time. And even when Tom has been on duty, if we've called and needed him to come down and assist with anything before, you know, hey, he's tied up in court all day and so on, you know. But you're right. In the scenario where something like that were to happen, like you said, you know, it's again response time. And if we didn't have somebody, and you're waiting for, you know, the sheriff, state police, you know, have this person right there on grounds, I think puts a lot of, you know, people at rest. You know, I've already heard from a lot of parents and such that just think this is a great idea. They haven't, you know, brought up that particular possibility, but you know that's in the back of their mind. You know it is.
It has to be at this point because there have been so many tragic instances, and you don't want necessarily to overplay that because it's still a very small percentage of schools that have ever been attacked by this.
Absolutely.
But if it happens to you, it doesn't matter if you're just in a small percentage.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right on. Right on with that. No doubt about it.
So, Tom, when you come into this, obviously on one hand, there is the protection of students that we talk about, but hopefully that never becomes an active part of the job. What else is there that you would wish to do with the students as a member of law enforcement?
So I've spoken to as many students as I've been able to. I started Monday. Monday was my first day. So I'm getting acclimated with all the students, the faculty, the staff. In my first response to the kids is I'm here as a resource to you and your teachers and your parents. Programming, I think, is going to be very important. Establishing drug and alcohol awareness, cyberbullying, social media aspects, what to post, what not to post. Even during driver's ed, kids that are 15 getting their driver's license, putting on some programming.
You can watch them in the parking lot and give them tickets.
Exactly. Well, I've already had
a fundraiser for the.
Already had to speak to a few folks that have come into the parking lot at the end of the school day, and school buses with their red flashing lights on. Some folks need to be reminded that they need to make better decisions and do different things. And that's, you know, my role as I see it is helping the kids make better decisions. Try not to make those mistakes, but if you do make those mistakes, you know, how can we rectify it so it doesn't happen in the future?
Brad, is this someone who now will, on one hand, is an officer, a resource person, but does this person in this position also get involved in school discipline? You have a fight that breaks out or something like that, or you suspect that there's a kid who's got some contraband that needs to be addressed. Do you call Tom in to handle this?
That'll depend on the severeness of the situation. Obviously, yes, if there's a fight or whatever, any adult in our building, if there's something going on, they're going to be the first ones to respond. Tom will just be another one of those people, to help out as well, help out the students. But, in the end, the discipline, actions of the school will still fall upon myself. Jack Johnson actually is the elementary principal, and he takes care of just about all the discipline, K-12. I assist when needed. But Tom, depending on the severeness, depending on what's going on, and we, like I said, we have had Tom come into the building many, many times in the past handful of years to assist with certain situations that may, fall, cross that line of being criminal. So, yeah, he will be another resource for us in that regard.
I suspect, Tom, that you'll be dealing now with a lot of people who are of a significantly different mindset than you have been used to dealing with. I hope, and from what I know about the Lake Linden School, I don't think you've got a building full of hardened criminals there that are ready to go out and cause problems.
No, and that, and that's another another reason why this is so attractive is because, you're dealing with young folks and hopefully being able to reach out and, maybe bridge a gap. Sometimes if kids are, troubled or maybe having troubles, and trying to point them in the right direction. So it's going to be interesting because for the last 30 plus years, I've been a law enforcement officer. I've been on the road and handled investigations and things of a different nature within our community. So this is going to be a big learning curve for me as well. I do have several trainings, school resource officer, national and state trainings that I'll be attending here shortly. So I'm looking forward to see what you know, what those trainings are all about and how we'll be able to, you know, utilize that in maybe a little different area than a bigger city like Chicago or Detroit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it compares, because I can't imagine that we present the same kind of high school environment that they see in downtown Detroit, and I'm not being negative about anybody. It's just very different, I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you're absolutely right in that regard. You know, there's, you know, school or school resource officer in that kind of situation. I mean, we know of some that, you know, they're there 100% for safety, you know, and they're manning metal detectors and so forth. And obviously that's not going to be the case here. You know, Tom will be in the building. He'll be a deterrent to, you know, bad decisions made by students. But, and like you said, by developing those relationships, helping out the students, and he already knows a lot of our students. He knows a lot of their families. He knows our community. He's been the sure. police chief for the last 6 years. And we find that, you know, to be a huge, huge benefit to us. But, you know, like I said, to being that deterrent, and then hoping, like he said too, maybe he's helping the next generation of law enforcement as well, because, you know, you get to those kids when they're younger and you know, you can reach them, teach them, and then hopefully, you know, they're not having, you know, bigger problems down the road. And of course, just that pure, you know, that relationship and that respect for law enforcement in general too is a, you know, is a big one.
And perhaps even inspire one or two of them to go into the field, because heaven knows we need law enforcement officers right now.
Absolutely. And I've already had a couple of younger students. I believe they were seventh or eighth grade. And they came right up to me and said, "Hey, I want to be a police officer someday." So, you know, I look forward to being able to sit down with those students, you know, and discuss the future and give them the opportunity to pick my brain and find out what it's all about. So, yeah, we've already had some students come forth.
And we've got other school districts that are following this same path. Hancock's been working on it. Houghton is working on it. A couple others in the area are working on this same pathway. The problem that we're having, though, finding police officers in the area, is this going to exacerbate it if we take people like you out of departments and put them in schools?
Well, you know, when this grant came out, the state decided to, you know, offer this, I forget how many million dollar grant, excuse me, for the state to do this. But they also, at the same time, offered financial assistance for police departments to put folks through the police academy, to help financially sponsor folks to go to the police academy, to pay them. This hasn't been done for years.
City of Houghton right now has two positions available, for one for a full-time officer, one for a part-time officer. And if you're qualified and you get hired, they will put you through the police academy and they'll pay you while you go.
Right. And that's all part of this other state grant. So, you know, I think the timing was such that they did this together, knowing that, yeah, there's a lot of folks, there's a lot of other agencies in the Upper Peninsula that are getting these resource officers. And exactly, it does put a strain on these other departments that are already having a difficult time finding qualified people.
Talking with Tom Rosemurgy, who is the new school resource officer at the Lake Linden School, and with Brad Coderre, who is the superintendent. You've mentioned the grant that has come in that is paying for this. How much of the cost is that state grant covering?
It is a 50% setup, where the school needs to match the other 50%. I don't remember how much total was in how many millions were in that grant that was offered, you know, by the state. I believe in the end, about half of the schools that applied for the grant were awarded it. So there were a lot of schools that were, you know, left out in the end as well.
A lot of schools want this, obviously.
Right.
So how long does this grant fund the position?
This is a 3-year cycle. You know, it's 3 years right now, open-ended, you know, to being, well, at the end of the 3 years, it'll be over. But, you know, we're hearing a lot of talk. We know this is a, you know, big push on the state's end. We're hoping that it'll be continued to be supported when those 3 years are up.
Okay, so it's something that you hope will continue after that.
Right, and you know, and it's still up to this, and just because it, that the grant is over, you know, any school is doing it, that they will have the opportunity, obviously, they can keep the SRO on indefinitely if they're, you know, they're in the position to continue to pay, to fund it themselves.
Sure. Tom, you've been in law enforcement for a long time. You've been the police chief in Lake Linden for a half a dozen years. You know that community like the back of your hand. That's got to be a huge advantage for you going into a position such as this.
It is, you know, so I'm familiar with a lot of the teachers and staff already because I've worked with a lot of them, you know, over the past 6 years. I know the facilities, I know the grounds, the community, I know the parents of a lot of the school, of the kids that go to school there. And it's been, I've had a lot of real positive, responses from the community, from the folks. Our village council was unanimously in favor of doing this. They will be assisting with equipment and training and other funding probably to be involved in this process as well. So it's been a positive, just such a positive response from everybody. The school board's been very positive. I don't think I've heard very many negatives of doing something like this.
How is this being structured? I've been following the Hancock situation where the school resource officer that they'll be bringing in will be a member of the Hancock Police Department, will be paid by the city of Hancock with compensation then coming in from the school district, and that officer will also be available for some city of Hancock duties as well. How is your situation being set up?
It's very similar to Hancock's. My law enforcement authority comes from the police department at the village, so it will be set up almost identically. I'm still a member of the police department. I will still be assisting with the police department. So it's a very similar situation.
Who is going to be the chief?
Right now they're in process of hiring somebody. I don't really know if I'm at liberty to discuss it right now or not. But,
don't go there if you're not sure.
So, but there are the wheels are turning, I think everybody's going to be real satisfied with what's going on at the village after I go to the school.
So how's your week going to split out? Sometime in the elementary, sometime in the middle and high school, focus more on one than the other? How's it going to work?
Well, it's about 50-50 right now because it's, you know, I'm kind of in the getting to know everybody and everything phase. I'm spending a great deal of time in the elementary school. My office is in the high school. So, you know, right now it seems as though it's kind of a 50-50 split. I'm going between the two buildings, which are connected, which is nice. So I'm not sure how that's all going to iron out in the end, but right now it seems like it's about a 50-50 a mix.
Brad, is there any opportunity here for proactive programs that Tom will be able to take on? I'm thinking back to the DARE program,
right,
which radio station I was involved with many years ago,
sure,
was a big supporter of, and it brought police into the schools to try to get to know the kids, to preach against drug abuse, things of that nature. Is there the opportunity for that kind of thing here in terms of drugs and perhaps other problems?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, as we go along with this, you know, things like that will evolve. I think basic programming, like Tom had mentioned earlier, you know, the cyberbullying and so forth, will be parts of that going forward. You know, will we be bringing back the DARE program? I don't necessarily see that because that's a different situation there. But they said the program is going to be a big part of it. The proactiveness is a large part of bringing on the school resource officer.
Well, and perhaps because I was disappointed to learn some years after I was involved with the DARE program, that they had done a study and they found the DARE program wasn't terribly successful.
Mm-hmm.
They'd gone back to some of the schools where they had it, and the kids who were involved had just as much problems as the kids in schools that didn't have it.
Right.
But perhaps that was because it was kind of a hit and miss program. Mm-hmm. The officers came, they went. They came, they went. Maybe, Tom, your constant presence becomes something more effective.
I hope so. I've already got a real good rapport with a lot of students. And, you know, they'll stop by my office on a daily basis and say hello. It's we're developing some really nice relationships there. And again, I think a big part of this position is education and helping in educating the students in these various topics, not only drugs, not only alcohol, but a lot of other areas that young people are having issues with and maybe not making the best decisions with, social media or cyberbullying, driving and texting, things like that. Even though I'm not a teacher, I sort of see myself in that educator's role as well.
Well, and we're certainly seeing a lot of problems now with sexual predators online. We've seen some situations even here in the Upper Peninsula where you'd think that we probably would be beyond that reach, but we're not. The internet gets everywhere, and kids are getting lured in. So this is something that you can talk to them about, I would assume.
Absolutely. And I certainly plan on reaching outside of my skill set, because there's folks that, you know, do this sort of thing for a living. So getting a hold of some of these other resources and bringing them into our schools that are familiar with, these cybering sexual predators or cyber bullying. So I've got some resources that I'm going to be reaching out to, and hopefully we can get them involved in our school and help us out there as well.
This obviously is new ground for you as a law enforcement professional. You said you've got some trainings coming up, which I'm sure will be helpful. Are there any other people that you've been able to talk to and interface with who've been doing this for a while that have been able to give you some perspective?
Right. Marquette City has been doing this for quite some time. They've got a couple of police officers. I think they've got a police officer and a detective assigned to a couple of different campuses, high school and elementary campuses. And I've reached out to those folks, and they've been a great wealth of information. Being in the Upper Peninsula, being in a little smaller rural area, we have different challenges than they do in some of the bigger areas. So I would like to pick their brains a little bit and maybe yes. Pay them a visit and go over some of the things that they do. No sense in reinventing the wheel if they have things that work and, they've been utilizing. I would certainly like to get on board with some of the things they're doing.
Is there a point at which you might come into the uncomfortable position of having to be the hammer instead of the mentor? You know, all of a sudden they find drugs in the kid's locker or there's an assault, a serious type of assault, where you have to suddenly go in and be Mr. Cop.
Right, right. Well, and I have to do that now. If there's criminal activity that occurs at the school or on school grounds, I am that law enforcement officer that comes in and handles that and deals with that and deals with the school and the parents. This is just such a different expansion of that role as an educator and hopefully a role model and someone the kids can talk to and confide in. And I can do whatever I can to try to help them out.
This is going to be a much different atmosphere than you've experienced for the last 30 years?
Very much so. I'm putting a lot of miles on. My watch is telling me I'm getting all my steps in, and I'm getting I'm getting all my miles in. So it's a bit of a challenge, but it's exciting. The day goes by fast. It really does. It really does.
Good. Brad Kodera, if somebody is listening, has questions about this program, someone from the district, can they call and talk to you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the door's open, to my office. Email, call me, and Tom and myself would be more than willing to talk to anybody who's got, questions or anything that, to do with the program. Just want to jump back a little bit earlier. You're talking about the Village of Lake Linden. Just to be clear, too, this is a partnership between us, and Tom is still an employee of the village.
Right.
And then that's, you know, the grant works that, like you mentioned earlier, you know, we will take care of you know, the payment to the village for, you know, Tom's services and so forth. But he is still a village employee, but will be with us during the course of the day.
Which is why he still gets to carry the badge.
Absolutely.
And be every bit the police officer that he's been for the last 30 years. And I know an asset to the community up to this point, and I'm sure a further asset to the community in the new role. So thank you both for coming in. Tom Rosemurgi is the new school resource officer for the Lake Linden School District. Brad Coderre, the superintendent. All of us, I think, are really interested to see how this plays out.
We are too. We're excited to move forward with Tom in this position.
Thank you both, and Copper Country Today continues in a moment.